This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. FAPSI is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today, we are here to talk to Dr. William McGlynn about horticulture processing within FAPSI.
Yep, my name is William McGlynn, and I am the Horticulture Product Processing Specialist. And I've been here at FAPSI for going on 22 years now. I do a lot of fruit and vegetable processing type work, particularly in the area of product development and also helping processors with regulatory issues that they might have, especially as it relates to food safety. But it's kind of broadened out over the years to more than just fruit and vegetable-based products. So I'm a food scientist by training. And I actually work with a lot of different types of products now, not just fruits and vegetables. About the only thing I don't do is pure meat. But anything that's kind of a mixed product, yeah, I often get involved. I do have a research appointment. I do some research. Most of my research has involved health-promoting compounds in fruits and vegetables. I've done research over the years looking at antioxidants in different types of products. And here lately, most of my research has focused on grape and wine. Grape wine, fruit wine, those sorts of products. Mostly that's been driven by graduate students. So I have graduate students that I manage, and most of my research takes place in the context of their research projects for their degrees. As I mentioned before, we have done a lot of antioxidant testing, and so there are various kind of standard antioxidant tests that are done. If you look at some of the literature out there, one of the more common ones you'll see is called the ORAC assay, O-R-A-C. That's the oxygen radical absorbance capacity. And that's kind of a standard test for antioxidants. So we'll do that on a number of different products we have done. And we'll try and correlate that to different chemical compounds that are present in the product. And so we'll do specific tests for phenolic compounds, anthocyanins, lots of different types. Anthocyanins, for example, are the color pigments that you find in a lot of fruits and vegetables. Certainly they're the primary pigments coloring in grape products and a lot of other fruits as well. We've looked at lycopene, which is the red pigment in watermelon. Also has a strong antioxidant activity. And then phenolic compounds, that's a big category of different types of chemical compounds, but they're associated from a sensory standpoint with astringency, bitterness, but also complexity in a wine type, especially a red wine. So managing those phenolic compounds is a big part of the art of winemaking, but they have a lot of potential health benefits too. So that's on the research side. Most of my position is on the extension side, and that's where we do a lot of the food safety training, product testing, provide technical assistance with product development, and again, lately, an awful lot of work in the area of food safety. And then on the processing side, there are preventive controls for human foods, preventive controls for animal foods, foreign supplier verification. There are a number of different trainings that we've done here, and we've been doing a lot of those over the last several years. Well, there are a lot of different things that are being done here in FAPSI. But I think if you boiled it all down, you know, we're all working toward improving the food supply, and that means helping to make it more safe. No one expects or wants to become ill after eating food. But also just to improve the quality of what's out there, to come up with new products, to improve the variety of what's available to people. Everyone loves to eat, and so everyone wants to eat healthy, safe, nutritious, delicious food, and that's really what we're trying to help bring about.
A big thank you goes out to Dr. McGlynn for joining us today. We love learning more about his position in the Horticulture Processing Department. For more information about our many departments in FAPSI, check out our FAPSI Connect app in the App Store or go to fapcconnect.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.